Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get
53 after the hour. It's travel time now on our get-together. And in that position to help us with travel is Pauline Frommer from the Frommers.com website. Frommer's Travel Guides are something that is absolutely, positively mandatory when you're making travel plans this summer. We're going to talk about some, well, the usual stories about where the travel bargains are, maybe an app or two, and my experience getting a known traveler number. That's up next here.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy, cheap psychological trick that will have your kid begging for a bath? Well, it's tough getting many a kid tubbed and scrubbed, but fortunately, there's a way to get the kid in the tub every day. Here's the developmental science of it. Try theme baths. This is a good way to handle reluctant bathers. You know, you could make a toy fishing pole and let your kid pretend to catch rubber fish, but please, no real hooks. Or how about silly bath night? Still, one of my favorites. Not only use lots of bubble bath and silly string, but blow bubbles too. And then there's water balloon bath night. What's the cheap psychological trick? Make bathing fun with theme nights, and then as they get into the routine of the bath, the fun bath can turn into just one night a week. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, with Turntable, you're a DJ playing music in a social room of choice. Fun idea, full of bugs. Needs Facebook to work? Turntable. Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
55 past the hour. Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer Travel Guides at Frommers.com. So I'm going tomorrow to Los Angeles, and I just got my boarding pass. And I was at the beginning. It says when you're entering in all the information, Pauline, your known traveler number. And I don't have mine yet, even though I got in line and decided I would get it because I haven't been getting TSA pre-check. Most of the time I was getting it before, and then it seemed to stop. I noticed, Tom, that I don't have a known traveler number, but I still get TSA PreCheck, which is the first time I've gotten it without being in that group for a long, long time. So you just scratch your head and wonder, is there any rhyme or reason to this on either side? But you know as well as I do, lots and lots of people are opting to pay the tax. That's what I referred. I think it's an $85 tax. And this whole thing has been contrived by the TSA or the government to get more money out of us. What do you say to that?
They've had problems. Unfortunately, they need to get the money out of us because Congress hasn't been giving it to them. And
well, they haven't been giving it to them because
a lot of people wanted safer security at airports. So they're between a rock and a hard place, to my mind.
But do we have? I think you and I have talked about this, and I don't want to make it a big debate. It's yeah. Travel theater. It isn't that we really.
I disagree.
You do. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, look at the facts. There have been no major attacks launched from an airport in the United States. Mm-hmm. Is that just a coincidence? You may think so. I don't. Yeah.
I see all of those bags that get through.
And other things.
When you go,
yeah,
when you see all the bags
that
get through with the
system.
Guns and knives and all that other stuff. I just think
it's not a perfect system. Obviously not. I mean, they've been underfunded by Congress since the very beginning. But what do you want? Do you want no system? Do you want it privatized? Privatization hasn't worked in many areas. I'd rather have people there trying to check bags and trying to keep me safe than not.
I don't think we have an argument. I just like to have the people that are working there well-trained and efficient. I don't see that. I see lots of people standing around talking to each other and not efficiently working the lines. I know my own experience.
That's why you need to talk to your congressperson and say, we need to pay these people a good amount of money so that we can get better people. Right now, we're losing 100 TSA agents per week. It's such a lousy job because people treat them like the enemy and they're being badly paid that 100 per week are quitting. So how do we keep a good trained force in place when you have that kind of attrition?
We don't have good management. Most government agencies are not well run. for whatever the reason, we don't seem to find people.
Well, the reason is lack of money. Yeah. You cannot have a well-trained force if you don't pay them well.
I think that management,
it's easy to underfund something and then say government doesn't work because it's not working. It's not working because it's underfunded.
All right. You and I can agree to disagree. It's okay. We're all friends. All right, Pauline, thank you. Pauline Fromer, Fromer's Travel Guides.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.